We have all the news you can use here at Travel Writers Radio. Here is Travel Writers Radio news for this week. Greece has declared a state of emergency as fires spread across Athens and the surrounding cities, forcing locals to flee. The death toll has passed 70 and is expected to rise. Two major forest fires are burning out of control on either side of Athens, razing houses and prompting residents to flee. The ABC reports more than 700 people have been evacuated by sea. The Australian government's Smart Traveller site says its level of advice has not changed. It said travellers should exercise normal safety precautions in Greece. Hundreds of people are missing and an unknown number dead after a dam under construction collapsed in southeast Laos. The Lao News Agency reports the collapse of the hydroelectric dam sent 5 billion cubic metres of water through six villages. More than 6,500 people have been left homeless. The eruption of Kilauea volcano in Hawaii could last for months or even years and threaten new communities on the Big Island, according to a report by US government geologists. At least 712 homes have already been destroyed and thousands of residents forced to evacuate since Kilauea began erupting in May. A report by the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says more areas could be at risk if the direction of the lava flow changes. At the moment, there are no warnings for Australian tourists visiting Hawaii. Dozens of people have died across Japan as the country continues to swelter under scorching summer temperatures. At least 44 people have died in the past fortnight, with 11 dying on Saturday, according to Kyoto News. In Kumagaya, a city near Tokyo, the mercury rose to 41.1 degrees, the highest ever on record in Japan. After 10 years in the wilderness, Singapore Airlines is back on top. The Asian carrier was named Airline of the Year at the 2018 Skytrax World Airline Awards, an honour it last held in 2008. It beat last year's victor, Qatar Airways, into second place. The top prize in what is seen as the aviation industry's equivalent of the Oscars was one of four awards taken home by Singapore. It also claimed Best First Class, Best Airline in Asia and Best First Class Seat. Qantas was named number one in Australia and the Pacific region, as well as Best Airline Staff Service in the region. Jetstar Airways won Best Low-Cost Airline in Australia and the Pacific. And for the 10th year in a row, AirAsia was named Best Low-Cost Airline globally. The state government in Australian state of Victoria says it's open to tightening short-stay rental laws after the killing of a young woman in a Melbourne tower dominated by Airbnb lettings. Police are investigating the death of the 19-year-old woman on Saturday. Her death followed reports by Fairfax Media that the recently completed tower had been swamped by investor owners letting apartments via Airbnb and other short-stay sites. Airbnb has confirmed the death occurred in a short-stay apartment leased through its platform. Asked whether the death was in any way linked to antisocial behaviour around Airbnb lettings, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews said he's open to having a look at whether there's anything that can be done from a regulatory point of view. Airbnb is extremely popular in Melbourne, with the city among the world's top 20 for short-term rentals in late 2017. Melbourne's world-famous historic landmark, the Queen Victoria Market, will be added to Australia's National Heritage List. It joins the Melbourne Cricket Ground, Bondi Beach and the Australian War Memorial amongst 114 listed sites around the country. Queen Vic Market's the largest open-air market in the Southern Hemisphere. It occupies two city blocks within Melbourne's CBD and has been operating for 140 years. While the listing does not prohibit Melbourne City Council's planned $250 million redevelopment of the market, it adds a further layer of complexity to the revamp. The council had planned to temporarily remove four of the market's original sheds and dig three levels of parking and storage underneath them. The South Pacific Tourism Organisation says international visitor arrivals in the Pacific grew by just over 8% in the last quarter. Fiji continues to lead the top 10 destination shares, followed by French Polynesia, Palau, PNG, Samoa, Cook Islands, Timor-Leste, New Caledonia and Vanuatu. The top leading markets include Australia with nearly 27%, New Zealand at 16%, and China at 8.6%. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.